congratulations. Nice second and third period by your team, and you made some big stops to hold them in. Tell me what did that night look like from the crease for you?
Yeah, I mean, the start wasn't the best, but that's playoff hockey. It's the way it's going to go sometimes. There's going to be ups and downs, and we just stuck with it.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried at all for some reason. You know, we have such a strong belief in this group that I knew whatever's going to happen, we're going to come back, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's Sunday, it doesn't matter. I knew this group was going to stick with it and they were going to keep going. So I just had to do my job the best I can, and they just kept coming.
How relaxing was it? Like, it looked like in the first 10 minutes of the second period, there was no urgency, no panic. It looked like a scoreless game, right? So for you, how comforting is that to know that your guys have the back and there is no need to panic?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for a long time. We're experienced. We know, I guess we have some experience in that playoff hockey, and we just knew we can't get up, can't get too up, can't get too down, and we just stuck with it. We believe in ourselves, and we just keep going.
What is this like for you after the first game against UBC to have this, I won't call it redemption, but to get a win here now, and now you got Jordan a little under the weather tonight, so now you got two goaltenders in full stride here.
Yeah, me and him been good all year. Like, we have such a strong relationship that it helps.
Yeah.
And he trusts me, and I trusted him. And whether it's him or me going, doesn't matter. We know that we're going to be fine. And being able to get that win after, I guess, the first game,
mm-hmm.
was big. It's a little bit of confidence boost. But in the end, you got to be able to switch your mind around and reset. So that's what we did tonight, and we're ready for this finals.